Blood of the Wolf. This one goes out to Stacy. We're here for Stacy tonight. For Stacy's mom, Nancy. In memory of her brother. That's why we're here tonight. I'm a firm believer that the spirit lives on, people. When he was 15 years old, already balding, thin basketball etched frame continuously, nervously banging against the box, only he could see my friend Frank robbed a Kentucky Fried Chicken with a fork. He courted the girl that worked there on her off time. Her girlfriends thought she was way off to go out with a boy that talked like an electric circuit. And they had it all worked out, except she must have got cold feet on the day of the robbery because she called in sick. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, in the 85-degree blue-collar melancholy sun, disguised in his brother's red and yellow striped wool ski mask, armed with a stainless steel fork and 15 years of Catholic Italian longings, Frank ran into the Kentucky Fried Chicken in the corner of Butternut and Lodi, and finding no one behind the counter, he yelled to the two people sitting at the booth, eating their original recipe breast, "Everybody hit the deck!" And they looked up at him and they laughed. My dignity, fuckers. The manager sauntered all too casually out from the back room, and Frank screamed again, this time slamming his fork down so hard at the counter that he cut his own hand, and the three people saw the blood and the unrelenting fierceness in the eyes behind the ski mask, and they knew he was serious. Through the dusty and street plate glass window, passerbys could easily witness three people huddled on the ground and a masked Frank, fork gripped in midair as they jammed down the register button, grabbed $214 and fled. I could talk to people. She was nice. I got a boner. Through the dusty and street plate glass window, passerbys could easily witness three people huddled on the ground in a mass strike. Fork gripped in midair as he jammed out the register button, grabbed $214 and fled. First time he told me this story was 15 years later. On a bluster evening, we were broke down in the sub-zero snow this side of the Canadian border. That lonely orange U-Haul, squeaking with every jet of northern icy wind, provided a refuge in its cab for 8 hours. Me and Frank in the front, sharing cigarettes and later end butts and flannel shirts that had been discarded in earlier months' summer days, but now taken out and used as blankets and stuffed into door cracks to guard against the razor chill. After a few hours in the boredom heat, and the conversation snowballed and turned heated and sillier and confessional and redeeming, and Frank told me about his Italian grandmother, how she'd stare at his carved body, every inch of which was covered with a thick rug-like hair, and she'd shake her head Sicilian serious, and she'd moan in broken English, "Blood of the wolf! Blood of the wolf!" In that truck, Frank threw back his head and howled with laughter. Then he told me how he robbed a Kentucky Fried Chicken with a fork, and I screamed with laughter, "A fork! A fucking fork!" So hard I actually got warm for a few minutes. When they found us, 8 blue bone cold chill hours later, I was half asleep, but Frank was still doing imitations of his boyhood hero, AC/DC's Bon Scott, yelling, "And they made it out! With a bullet in their back!" across the Canadian snow. That was 8 years ago. Frank drives with somebody else. I moved to Texas. We couldn't make a go of our business in upstate New York. The bank repossessed our truck. Last night when I was headed to the CD player, I thought I heard that truck outside beeping. I rode in that truck for half a decade. I'd know the sound of it and Frank's loud, impatient black coffee and VH juice horn blast. I was ready to ride. But when I went to the window, there was no truck. And as my eyes scanned the Texas horizon, I thought I saw running behind the trees a boy. He was wearing a ski mask. He was holding a fork.